Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You found us, ladies and gentlemen, the front lines in the info war, the tip of the spear, the global fight to unlock the minds of the people of this planet to the scientific dictatorship of the New World Order, the cashless society control grid, the technological system that is being set up as an electronic cyber net to control and micromanage every facet of our lives, the forced drugging of the population, the forced drugging of the water supply. In short, the planetary government, which has been developed and set up by the eugenicists. This is in all their official documents. Okay, I have been really changing my ways. Not that anybody requested I do it. I think it's important to grow and do things a little bit differently occasionally. If you went back and listened to my show 12 years ago, I took mainly calls and had some guests and engaged in a few rants per broadcast. And more the last few years, I've noticed that I will just jam-pack the entire show with informative guests, and then I'll do hour-long, two-hour-long rants and sometimes not get to your calls. And when I do, the people holding are the folks that will sit there for an hour, and there's absolutely no rhyme or reason half the time. And, well, that's not the case anymore. I am doing a better job of taking your phone calls. And today I want to do this. I'm going to tell you about the news articles coming up, the important headlines, the key issues we're going to be covering, and also some of the guests that are coming up today. I'll do that in the next segment. But right now I just want to say that in this first hour, we're going to have first-time callers. Then in the second, third, and fourth, it's a free-for-all. But I want to have first-time callers to have a chance to call in to the phones today. And I'm not going to even answer the phones right now. I'm going to do this coming up during the break. And I want first-time callers to have a chance to call into the radio show. And specifically on the topics I covered Sunday and Monday, Sunday and yesterday, with the swine flu hype and hundreds of news articles every few days preparing the public, all the different newscasts preparing the public for forced flu inoculation coming up in the fall and winter. Open talk of martial law, quarantines, lockdowns of cities. This is really being openly discussed and pushed, and the public is being prepared for this, so we need to have a large, open discussion, a detailed discussion of this issue. So please, first-time callers on that subject, if you've got any item or any angle or any question or comment or point you want to make, what you think's really going on here, what your gut and your intellect tells you is coming up in the fall and winter, is this just hype to sell vaccines and further federalize and globalize responses through the World Health Organization? Or are they planning to release some other mutated virus to engage in mass culling? I mean, when you've got these eugenicists like the White House science czar calling for mass culling and forced inoculation and putting drugs in the water to sterilize the public, I mean, we got to look at that. They're telling us they're doing it, so we better pay attention. And you can also, of course, discuss and talk about national-level exercise 2009 with FEMA and troops from 14 different nations we've identified. Running martial law operations nationwide, any eyewitness reports or other reports or mainstream reports you want to call in with, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers on any of those three big subjects in the first hour, then free-for-all in the second, third, and fourth hour with some guests I'll tell you about coming up, and a bunch of important news we'll get into straight ahead. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was in the break room getting a cup of delicious, hot, steaming coffee, and C-SPAN had the minority leader of the Republican Party in the House up there giving a speech, and it said on the screen that Sonia Sotomayor has been approved by a massive, massive majority. So I will break that down, but the Senate Judiciary Committee has approved her nomination to be the newest member to the Supreme Court. Yeah, I have the most ridiculous email in my email box from the Wall Street Journal, a reporter asking me, is it true that I'm on air saying the government has released the swine flu to stop illegal immigration? Where do these people get this information? The government wants open borders. They want to break down the borders of this country and drive down wages so that the poor Latin Americans have nowhere to run for a better life, and so that Americans are all destitute and bankrupt and poor. They want us poor, so we have to join the military and go fight in their wars for empire. They want us poor, so we're in their system. That's in their own documents. They want us dependent. under their control. But I'm going to have to call the Wall Street Journal up and say, where did you get this wild conspiracy theory that I think the government wants the borders shut? Man, I tell you, these people, they will just twist anything and everything you say and do. Well, I want Kurt Nimmo or Paul Watson or Aaron Dykes or Steve Watson, one of our writers, to do a blurb and just point out that she wrote a book saying that there's no right to the Second Amendment. And we've read from her book the quotes saying there's no individual right to keep and bear arms. And so I get up on air and I say, I don't like Sonia Sotomayor because she's an anti-Second Amendment. And the media's answer is, if you don't like her, you're a racist. That's what Politico's got an article out today saying that if you question Barack Obama's birth certificate receipt, he's got a receipt of live birth, not a birth certificate, and if you question the fact that why does the media keep lying and saying that's a birth certificate, methinks you protest too much, like they say in Hamlet. I didn't even believe this was real a year ago, really. And now I think something's to it. It's guilty as they act. Look like Sylvester with Tweety Bird feathers sticking out of his mouth, you know, saying he doesn't know where Tweety Bird is and he doesn't like to eat Tweety Birds. You'd have to be knocked upside the head by Mike Tyson in his prime seeing Tweety Bird to believe that. And it's just everywhere. You're just a racist. You don't want to turn your guns in, you're a racist. You don't like the fact that Obama has all these different names and different dads and different families and lied and said he didn't go to madrasas and now brags and says he did get schooled in madrasas. And I'm not here. I don't have Islamophobia. I'm certainly not some Muslim basher hiding under the bed from him. I'm just saying the guy is a liar. He's even a liar about being an African. That is a black African, an indigenous African, not a North African who happened to be Middle Easterners who moved in and mixed with the African, the Oriental. Yeah, you didn't know that people in Latin America are Oriental and European mix. You didn't know people in North Africa are an Oriental Anglo. Well, it's going to be technical. Caucasian and Anglo would be a Brit. Somebody from those isles. Gaelic. That's the incredible part, is people don't even know where they come from or who they are. It just makes my head spin. Did you know Barack Obama's mama was as white as the side of a, I don't know, an ice cream truck is white? His mama is as white as white flour. There you go. And his daddy hailed as a black Arab. He was part of that sect, part of that Muslim sect that feeds on the black Christians. He backs up his cousin, Odinga, who openly runs massive purges, burning down churches and driving Christians out of Kenya. I mean, that's on record. This guy's got family. I mean, you want to actually talk about some Muslims somewhere in the world that are actually killing Christians? There's only a few places, and it's all in Eastern and North Africa. Northeastern Africa and North Africa. That's the only place in the world, except in a few more tribal operations in Indonesia, and that's just tribal groups killing each other. They've always been killing each other. But the only real place you find Muslims really killing Christians is in a few areas of Eastern and Northern Africa, and one of the chief people doing it is Obama's cousin. So you bet there's something to him being a Muslim. And the type of Muslim that do run around killing Christians, they don't kill Christians in the real Muslim countries. They basically revere Jesus. They think he did rise up into the sky on the Mount of Olives. Some of the oldest Christian missions in the world are in Iraq and Persia, Iran, Egypt, everywhere else. It is asinine. But you actually get somebody who is killing Christians and is a Muslim, and his name is Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, I just can't take it anymore. It is just so insane. It is so, truth is so much stranger than fiction. We got a guy named Barry Sotero. His grandma says he was born in Kenya. They got a shrine up at his birthplace. It's all over the African news he was born there because they're proud of it. And you notice the spin has now started with the White House Press Secretary Gibbs and others. That, oh, he's a citizen. Well, yeah, you can be a citizen and not born here, but he's not eligible to be president. And look, again, I got a lot of criticism because I weighed into this. I had some guests on. I listened to it. But I didn't put it in the Obama deception, which I think is still good because it covers all the other issues that nobody wants to talk about, all the proven stuff, the fact that everything he says he do, he pledged, he does a 180. But at the same time, I don't want to obsess over Barack Obama. As a cult of personality with an 84% approval rating coming into office, riding a wave of success never before seen. He was very dangerous controlling the House, the Senate, and the executive. Controlled the legislative and the executive and a lot of courts. Not the entire judiciary, but very close. That's the trifecta, as Bush would call it. Both branches of legislative and the executive, and then, of course, the bureaucracy and the National Security Council is the real government. So he's got complete control of that, and that made him very dangerous. So I said, we got to stall his agenda, expose him, but then we can't let the New World Order boomerang around his political gravity well, like the sun, and use a false, fake Republican revolution against him. Because we know the globalists control both parties, and then bring in something just as bad or worse, we have to discredit both parties and cause a true restoration of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and point out special interest, foreign corporate interest, a foreign corporate takeover has happened, and discredit the whole system. Because as long as you let them play WWF wrestling tag team, and you know, they put a Democrat in and we wake up they're a scam, and then we put a Republican in and we wake up that they're a scam, and then we wake up that they're a fraud. We put a Democrat in. Ring around the rosy, on and on and on. It's so elementary, but because it's so elementary, it works like a charm. And I know you as listeners know this, but the public's just now starting to get it. Joe the Plumber now told the Associated Press and Reuters yesterday, it was articles in both publications about it, that he sees through both parties and both parties are bad and it's globalism and that it's the carbon tax, and that we've got to get control of our government. So he was being used as a Republican stooge for McCain, who was taking a dive, a ringer in this Don King heavyweight bout. And now he's awake. And Congress has that 11% approval rating, and that's good. Because they're all a bunch of whores. You got a few good people like Ron Paul and Louis Gohmert and a few others. There's a handful of them. And we've got to support them. But as long as we get sidetracked with all these diversionary issues of Michael Jackson, and I'm sorry, another diversionary issue, you know, the NAACP and Obama and the phony right wing, they're all, we've got to talk more about race. We've got to just, no, that means have more political power and more racial division and more tribalism for the limousine liberals that pimp all this out. That's all it is tribal politics. Instead of discussing the economy imploding and the massive job losses and the $23.7 trillion stolen by the private Federal Reserve in 10 months, no, everybody's got to weigh in about the cops arresting the black professor in Cambridge and Obama calling it stupid and analyzing every facet of it. Meanwhile, they're getting ready to inject everybody with deadly flu vaccine. We'll be right back.
This is
is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Paul, Donna, Rush. Yannick, David, and many others, your calls are coming up here in just a moment. And I'm going to get more into this later. It's just, I hear adults calling in like children, weighing in like it's junior high gossiping around the water fountain during the five-minute break between classes. Sounds like a bunch of 12-year-old girls calling in, groveling to the police or groveling to the professor and taking sides and fighting with each other. And it's much to do about nothing. Our whole society is in flux. A technological revolution is here. The globalists have openly said because of robotics and standardization and production lines that they don't need us anymore. The official policy is to at least reduce the world population by 80%, and they're now engaging it with weather modification, with controlled droughts, and admitting they're manipulating the weather, but saying details are classified. They are admittedly poisoning the water and food. They're admittedly sterilizing us, and I hear these adults calling in about the diversion of the day. Now, some things are diversions, but at the same time, they're still serious, like Sotomayor. Sotomayor openly wrote a book, and we've written articles about it at InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com, saying you have no right to keep and bear arms. And in testimony, she said, I don't know if you have a right. Now, when somebody says, I don't know if you have a right to own guns, that means she's going to vote against them. They're putting somebody on there who's more anti-gun than the last person. They almost, by one vote, said no right to keep and bear any arms last year. They lost by one vote. But they still put in the decision that, oh, we can still, under law, restrict your Second Amendment. And now they've had the federal court out in California with the Ninth Circuit come out and say, yeah, we can ban your guns under the Second Amendment. Your right means we can take your guns. You have a right to hand them in, basically. Well, now they got the votes to ban the Second Amendment. Look out. And I guess if I don't turn in my grandfather's deer rifle that he gave my father, that my father gave me, I'll be lynched as being against Hispanics. See, this is mental illness. They know the public's dumbed down, very simple-minded, can barely understand simple concepts, so it's just bad man. You don't want to turn your guns in? Bad man. You don't want to pay higher taxes? Bad man. You want to see Obama's birth certificate? Bad man. Bad man. It's what a three-year-old can understand. That is a bad man. I have a Chihuahua. You can say, this is a bad person. That's a bad person. Bad man. And the Chihuahua will start growling and get upset. The general public is about as smart as my Chihuahua. We're now training the French Bulldog that's 6 months old. That bad person, bad person. And he'll start growling. And, you know, it's a joke because he's so cute and lovable and pathetically, you know, silly. Oh, God, help me. And so more and more I realize, let me just say this to the listeners, and not our general listeners, but new listeners. David Rockefeller, bad man, has written several memoirs and an op-ed for the New York Times saying Mao Zedong and communism is good. Why would a top banker be for communism? Because they make you live under a communist system, take all your wealth and give it to themselves offshore. David Rockefeller, bad man. Sonia Sotomayor, bad lady. Barack Obama, bad man. He read off teleprompter. Speech writers write lies. He actor. He read them to you. Sodium fluoride in tap water. Bad for you. Do you understand me? You are being distracted. Do you know what that word means? It means, have you seen the bullfight? The bullfighter uses red tape to distract bull. He then stab bull with sword when bull run at red cape. Sonia Sotomayor, same story. Barack Obama, black professor, police story, red cape. The sword is the Federal Reserve. They stab us. Bad man. New World Order. Bad man. Government corrupt. Bad man. Bad man. Government too big. Bad man. Pentagon work for foreign banks. Corporate takeover. Do you understand corporate takeover?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GrafUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Judiciary Committee, okay, Sotomayor for High Court. Senate Judiciary Committee has voted to approve Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor to be the first Hispanic justice. The committee voted 13-6 Tuesday morning to send Sotomayor nomination to the full Senate, where she's expected to be confirmed easily next week. Quite a few of the Republicans voted for her. And remember, that means they are anti-gun. And this is a lady who's a member of La Raza, whose own motto is, for those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And see, I don't like the Ku Klux Klan, and I don't like Sonia Sotomayor. But see, racism is only from whites. That's only because whites are some of the middle class and have something for the ultra-elite to rob. They're going to get rid of all this Whitey's the evil one once they're done destroying any middle-class communities that are left. They now have a new term, though, a minority majority. If there was one white person shaking in a corner being hunted down by wolf packs, that would be a evil oppressor. And that's how the story goes. Meanwhile, they keep saying, oh, it's no big deal that we want this health care plan. It's not socialized health care. If you don't buy health insurance, they garnish your wages between $2,500 and $5,000, and that's just a start. That's a tax. That's a new tax on top of everything else. And then the insurance companies are owned by the big banks. That's them forcing you But meanwhile, the precious illegal aliens, because they're there to drive down the wages, they get left alone by the police nationwide when they don't have even driver insurance. This is all a sick, sick system. All right, I said I'm going to take a lot of your calls. I'm going to give each caller about a minute or so. 1-800-259-9231. I really want to hear from you on a host of issues. Swine flu, saying they're going to forcibly inoculate us. They're going to force police and health workers. That's in the news today. Because they got to make the enforcers take it first, so they'll then say, hey, I had to take it. I'm going to make you take it. That's like they're making police departments put GPS trackers in their cars to track them, so when the feds make everybody else take them, which they're now proposing, the cops will say, hey, everybody gets one. It's kind of like the remake of the Dune book. Not a very good movie, not good like the book, but the heart plug. Hey, don't worry, everybody gets a heart plug here. Don't worry, the police all get heart plugs, so we're going to force you to have a heart plug. If you haven't seen the movie, you don't know what I'm talking about. The control freak elites like having a little plug in your chest. They just pull a cord and it opens your heart up. Blood starts spewing out. You know, these Hollywood writers shouldn't give the elites ideas. Everyone has a heart plug for the government's security and everyone's safety. You know, the Homeland Security proposed and actually had meetings with a company to make everybody wear taser bracelets when you get on a plane. That's one step away from heart plugs. Just total control. And at NLE09, I'd like to keep the phones open. That's why I want to go through a lot of calls. So folks that have witnessed, well, for those that just tuned in and may not know, because I'm getting emails saying, what's NLE09? Google NLE09 or search engine NLE09, and you can read all the press releases by FEMA. All the top links are FEMA. By the way, there's a new search engine that I'm trying to promote. Startpage.com is Google quality search, but then it doesn't log where you go and what you do. So I should say startpage.com, but I have to then point out that means a search engine, because Google is now this ubiquitous term in the nomenclature. That's why I use that. But search engine, startpage.com. Go to startpage.com and Google NLE09. National Level Exercise 09. That's foreign troops from 14 nations openly training to, quote, take on American terrorists with Homeland Security, 30-plus federal agencies, 50 state police agencies, hundreds of local city agencies, and other volunteer community groups. And you go look at those groups, those are local tattletale squads, including Youth Brigade Eagle Scouts training to assist in, quote, taking on and killing veterans in seek and destroy missions, out of control veterans. And the number one threat of Homeland Security is veterans. I mean, you can't make this up. And then I also want to discuss the flu, Sotomayor, NLE09. First-time callers, and we'll take first-time callers since I'm getting to them late, into the next hour, to the half hour. Then we'll open the phones up for a free-for-all for everybody at 1-800-259-9231. Paul in Alabama. Paul, go ahead. You're on the air.
John P. Holdren, bad man. Flu shot,
yes.
Bad chemical.
Yes.
Anyhow, here's a couple of words from the Birmingham, what's going on around us. Where I work at a hospital. I don't deal with patients, but it is required, mandatory for me to get a flu shot in order to keep my job. So we're going to see how that plays out.
Well, let me just stop because I want to hear more from you on this. I have a stack of mainstream news articles. They're all linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on today's kind of on-air bibliography that we have for the listeners each day. But it's AP, Reuters, New York Times. So what he's saying is true. They're saying all first responders, police, firemen, nurses, medical workers, janitors at hospitals, next county workers, state workers, you've all got to take it. But there's no law. They're just selectively enforcing under Obama's executive order. that he reauthorized from Bush. It's originally Bush's executive order. You can just Google executive order quarantine first inoculation or startpage.com that, and you can read the executive order for that. But still, it's a load of bull. They can sign an executive order saying, I got to go, you know, lick the boots of Obama or kiss the hind end of George W. Bush. Doesn't mean I have to. You know, they tried this with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act in 2002 with 14 million first responders, and they said no. So, well, I'm going to shut up. Tell folks what they're telling you in your hospital and what's going on.
Well, they're saying that I have to get the shot unless I can get a doctor's exemption from the doctor. Well, you know, if you look at any medical form, there's three exemptions you can have. And one of them is an excuse from a doctor. One of them is a religious exemption. And the third is a cultural exemption. They have totally blown the other two exemptions off. Now, my state has does not seem to recognize a cultural exemption anyways. All you can get for exemption forms are one from a doctor and one because of religious. So I'm not sure how that's going to play out for me on that. I think I was subject early in life to some of the NWO chemicals, and I had an idiocratic disease as a baby. So maybe I can use that.
But your body defeated it. You know, that's the point. Parents give their kids shots. It messes them up. If you'll just stop injecting them, lunatics, they'll survive. But if you want them to die of leukemia or die of bone cancer or die of brain cancer, if you like lowering little kids into holes, just keep it up, psychos, because eugenicist Holdren openly wants you dead. He said it on record. These people aren't playing games. Why won't folks believe them? It's in the Memorandum 200 State Department. It's in the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment UN. It's in the Club of Rome. It's in thousands of white papers. It's real. I'm sorry, reality is scary. But we told you in the studies that the Gardasil was killing girls and women, and now it's all over the news. And listen, this is all color of law. They tell medical workers you have to do it. They tell you you have to have the exemption. There is no law. It's the same color of law where they tell kids you've got to have shots to go to school. It's their policy. And generally, if you just ignore it and never get around to the shot, they'll kind of let it go under the radar. And then so many people refuse that they can't fire everybody. So what you do is you go talk to your friends after work. You give them literature about it. You pull up the LA Times article from 2003 where they ordered 14 million to take it, because most people are sheep-like. So if they see a group saying no, they'll say no and go, here's Tommy Thompson in 2003, wouldn't take the smallpox shot. And so medical workers and doctors all said no, and it fell through. So all you do is go, don't you remember last time we said no? Don't you understand that they admit? I would create a packet, a fact sheet, that they're already admitting that this flu vaccine won't even cover the new mutation that's already happened for this supposed flu that isn't even that dangerous. And if you can get 10% to say no, they'll cancel the whole thing. And so, but on top of that, the military, they try to lie to them and say, you don't have any rights, you have to take it. You don't have to take experimental shots. This is an experimental shot. Even if you were in the military. See, the troops don't know that, so they lie to them. This is such an important, heavy issue. But all I can tell you is that my dad doesn't take the hep shots. He's a dentist. This is a load of bull. And so they try to stampede people into doing it. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you're a nurse going into nursing school, you don't have to take that hep shot. You do not have to take it. You can say religious or cultural exemption, and they will just look at you dumbfounded or scream at you like a body snatcher, but they still can't make you take it. That's where I'm at right now. This is the first time I've ever seen it put to me that you have to take the shot. So this is pretty, and I can, you know, if you'd like, I'll send you the decree as you would have it.
Yeah, email it. Well, I mean, it's in the news, but it's good to have the decree because listeners still deny that even when they have AP telling them, but of course telling them how wonderful it is. Send it to Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com or showtips at Infowars.com.
And one other thing really quickly about the police state going down here in the Ham of Alabama, that's Magic City. they're having not police, but SWAT teams. SWAT teams in the black parts of town are setting up roadblocks, checking people's IDs. You can't turn, if you try to turn around, they're coming after you. You know, stepping around the town when they're in their boots, in their combat boots, and all black uniforms. So, just thought
yeah,
I'd give you a heads up on that.
That's why they're converting some police departments to 20% SWAT or auxiliary SWAT. This is going to be the paramilitary force that rules America. I appreciate your call. It's in State Department document 7277 from 1962. And they want worldwide special paramilitary type SWAT teams. They don't describe them as special weapons and tactics at that time, but it describes the uniform, everything. And the rest of the police are going to be like social workers that inspect your house and boss you around and steal your kids. And the minute you say no, they're going to pull back and they're going to roll up with armored vehicles and just burn your house down. And that's the system. Period. And a lot of SWAT teams are like, don't you attack us. Hey, you individually may not be evil, but I've seen it for a decade. SWAT teams running roadblocks, SWAT teams. Take Illinois going door to door, quote, demanding to be let in to investigate people's guns without warrants. This is tyranny, period, and you know it. You know it. And the police who aren't for this, you better speak up and say no. Let's go ahead and talk to Donna in Ohio. Donna, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you since pretty much close to last Christmas. I went to check my shortwave to see if it worked down here in the basement in case we had to come down, you know, any time when there was a storm or anything. And here I got you on the shortwave, and I believe you. I believed you ever since the first time I heard you. And I'll tell you, I've been like a repellent to all my friends and family.
Well, there were a lot of people in Nazi Germany who got laughed at saying Hitler was bad, but we're all being proven right, so you're doing a great job.
I was over and went out for breakfast by myself, and I heard people talking about the flu shot or about getting sick and different things, and I went up to them. There were six men sitting there, and I don't know where I got the guts, but I went up to them, and I told them about the flu shot. And the one guy told the other guy, don't pay any attention to her. Don't talk to her. Maybe she'll go away. So I've been getting a lot of that. And I'll tell you what, though, I do have two friends of mine that almost think the same way I do. And some of my family don't believe everything I say. But I do believe that they're going to be coming in like in sections, you know what I mean? Right now, we feel like we're not getting through to a lot of people, and it just stresses us out. But I feel like God has an army, and the ones that are in the front lines, like you are right now, are, and then the ones that know about this and believe it, they're in the front lines, and then gradually they'll be grow, you know, things happening where more people will, when they see things happening that we've told them, will start believing. And I do believe that I hear a lot of people saying you're the leader, and I do believe that. And I'm older than you, and I'm going to tell you that you are. You're the only one that they trust because everything that you said is true. I mean, not the only one, but there's other ones out there on the shortwave that are saying the same thing that you are.
But most of them are too worldly. Most of them are too worldly, and they're doing it for some of the wrong reasons, and they let their message be tainted by infighting because they want to be number one. And those that want to be number one don't normally become number one or anything close to it. And it's a sad fact that a lot of people have missed the whole issue, just becoming obsessed over Alex Jones. But God bless you, and it's been great hearing from you, Donna. We're all leaders in this fight. And the point you brought up about sectors and sections, yes, we're all planting seeds. A lot of people will laugh at you at first, but down the road they will remember what you told them. Or they may not even remember, but they'll have a memory of the information. But speaking of checkpoints and sectors, like what Tony Brown has said many times on this show, black writer and commentator, TV host out of Chicago, what you see in the black community being done will be done in your community. And that's why that black professor got so angry and got mad. He doesn't understand the new police state system where everybody's, you know, demanded to show their ID. And I don't even think the cop was particularly out of line compared to a lot of other, you know, police forces. Things have been ratcheted up. But a lot of black men do have a chip on their shoulder because they do get harassed. I mean, I've watched it in public places. I've seen it as a white male. I've experienced being treated differently. But more and more, we get treated really bad. And so they set up this martial law in black communities. Look at all these black mayors in Oklahoma and Arkansas declaring martial law and making blacks show IDs to leave their communities. They set the precedence in those communities. It's very, very serious.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We took a couple calls. We're going to continue with them now. It's just when that lady was talking and that fellow before her, just every point they made, like a fractal, there were thousands of points I wanted to make. That's why I always interrupt, start chomping at the bit to just confirm what they're saying or add to it or tie it into other things. Because the picture is so clear when you in-depth study this year after year, day after day, just constantly. But imagine her out front of a grocery store or hardware store or wherever she was. She didn't say. She sees these six men, you know how they'll do, sitting around on a park bench or sitting around by the Coke machines babbling. And imagine walking up to those old men. I'm guessing they're old. I mean, might have been young men sitting around talking. And saying, hey, don't take the flu shot. It's got a lot of dangerous stuff in it. Which it killed a whole bunch of people in 76. They shot a bunch of troops up at an army base, just like in 1918. Some of them died. Nobody else died except those on the base. They, of course, had the flu shot already made up. They killed some of the troops to scare the public, shot everybody up. Thousands and thousands died. Gillian Bernays, a bunch of other brain disorders. On and on and on. I mean, it's admitted the flu shot killed people. And you walk over and tell these ignoramuses and you get laughed at. Don't talk to her and she'll go away. Like she was some phantom. A human being having the courage to come over and talk to you. You know what? Donna could be selfish and lazy like you jackasses. You think I want to talk to people in a grocery store? You think I don't want to just get my food and go home and hang out with my family and grill hamburgers or steaks? Or grill some fish? You think I want to talk to you? You, as sullen and arrogant and full of yourselves are, but I got to. And so I talk to people in grocery store lines. I talk to two or three people in the TSA lines about how it was a police state. I don't care anymore. And I don't care if you slack-jawed, soft, un-American pieces of trash laugh at me. Because I'm not looking for you. I'm looking for real human beings I can warn. You like getting Alzheimer's when you're 45 from all those shots? You like dying of cancer and dropping dead like all these people? Okay, but I don't know that you're an idiot until I talk to you. And then I feel sorry for you as more damaged goods, more people I can't help, more people I lose sleep trying to wake up. Listen to me. You may be driving along in your car listening for the first time, and you don't like being talked to like this, but you listen to me, and you listen good. And you let it sink in real good, buddy. If you've got any humanity and any instincts and any memory left, you've heard about vaccines killing a lot of people. And you're in some mind-mesmerized trance from the television and the culture. The Pentagon designed the flicker rate. You're in a trance. And if you've got any consciousness left, you can pull yourself out of it with God's help. Because they have brainwashed you to think you've got some cute patty cake relationship with the government. And that they care about you and it's fun and like a little kid getting a lollipop, you go down and get your flu shot and the nurse smiles at you like you've done good and you're part of the team. Listen, stupid! You're being delayed, soft-killed, euthanized. But again, why am I even trying to wake you up? You probably had cowardly forefathers. A lot of this is genetic, who wakes up and who doesn't. And at a certain level, the elite are right. You don't care. You want to die? Then roll your sleeve up and just enjoy. I want to wake up people that are ready to be woken up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.